So please welcome Chris McKinney.
A couple of years ago, my daughter and her three children visited me, and they live in Colorado, so it was fun to be going to the beaches. And one of the things that I did for two of the grandchildren that wanted to do it was line up surfing lessons in Avila Beach. And I remember watching and thinking, geez, that doesn't look that difficult. You know, they practiced on the sand first, and then after about a half hour, they went into the relatively low waves, and they did it for about an hour. So I thought, maybe I'll try that if I ever get a chance. So last month, I wasn't here because my 10-year-old grandson and his 10-year-old friend and my 48-year-old son-in-law came for a visit. And they were only here for a week, so just about every day it was spent on the beach, boogie boarding. And I thought, well, I'll line up surfing lessons for them. And when I was lining up the lessons, they said, you know, you get a, if there's three or more of you, you get a group rate, so it's a little less expensive. I thought, God, I think I'm gonna try this. I mean, I'm 71 years old, but I'm pretty healthy. I'm a regular walker. I even started Zumba recently, and so I thought I could probably do it. You know, I mean, other than broken bones, what do I have to lose? So I set it up. This was the Avila Beach Surf School, but it was actually at Pismo Beach, and I just randomly picked a day, but it turns out that the day was just perfect. I mean, our lesson was from 10 to 12 in the morning. So I figured there'd be a marine layer, but, you know, that it wouldn't have lifted yet. But it was one of the hottest days of the summer, and there was no marine layer, no wind, and pretty decent waves. And even the surfing instructors, who are these cute young college guys, said, you don't know how lucky you are. You got a really good weather here. So the first thing was to put on the wetsuits, which in itself, for me, was extremely challenging. I mean, the boys, they were in and out. You know, I'm in the bathhouse struggling to get this full body wetsuit on. And my first thought was, oh my God, what if I have a hot flash in this thing? Because I have still hot flashes. And I thought, I'll faint, you know, if I do that. But I got it on, and I, you know, stiffly walked out. They're all waiting for me. So those surfboards are really big and heavy, and we had to carry our surfboards out about a quarter mile onto the beach where we were going to start our lesson. So I just couldn't handle it on my own, and the instructors, you know, I mean, I'm a grandma. They took the surfboard from me and they carried it out there. So the first thing was to do the lesson on the beach. So we laid down these big, huge surfboards, and the first thing we had to do, they said, now you lay down on your stomach with your toes on the end of the board. And then you simply bring your hands up underneath your shoulders and push up, and while you're pushing up, you bring your knees up. Well, that sounded simple enough. It wasn't. It wasn't. I know I don't do push-ups. And so, but, you know, they're all like following along, like waiting for me, and I'm like, oh, I finally got up on all fours. And then they said, now bring your left leg up under your nose. And my brain said, left leg move. And my leg did not move. I mean, I tried so hard. I just didn't have the core strength at this stage of my life, since I haven't practiced things like that. My left leg would not move. So I used my hand to bring my left leg up. And then, but of course that won't work in the water, because you have to have both your hands on the board, you know? So I brought my left leg up, and then he says, now bring your other left leg up and be like a ninja, you know? So, God, I tried and tried, and I just couldn't do it. And so finally the surf instructor said, well, you know, this is just our technique. You can try any means once you get it up into the water, you know. So I'm okay, you know, I thought maybe when I get in the water, it will be easier. You know, just like anything's easier in the water, you're kind of weightless, you know. So we get in the water, and all three of the boys, you know, they're out there with the other instructor and riding the waves, and this poor kid was stuck with me, and, you know, just getting on the board was a challenge. I mean, because it's like, you know, if you try to get on a horse and you go over, you'll go right over the other side. So I'm trying to hoist myself up onto the surfboard and keep it level. And of course, I have this guy holding the surfboard, so it's easier than it would be in real, you know, if I was really trying to surf. And of course, I'm not looking for the good wave or anything. He's guiding the whole thing. So he says, okay, here comes a wave now. So he turns me around. He says, okay, go. And he shoots me off. And I'm like, ugh, trying to get up. And my left leg wouldn't move. And, you know, most of the time I just was on all fours riding the wave, you know. That's as high as I could get was all fours. And he kept saying, well, as long as you're having fun, you know, that's. So at one point, after about five times like this, he says, you know, you can go back on the shore and watch. I said, no, I want to do this. I really want to do this. So toward the end, same thing. We go out. He says, here comes a wave, turns me around, gets ready to send me off. And I don't know how I did it. I honestly can't remember, but I got up. I got up for maybe 5 seconds. I mean, I wiped out every time, even on my hands and knees, but this was a big wipeout after I actually got up and was a ninja, you know? But it just so happens that my son-in-law and both of the boys were watching, and both the instructors. So I'm hearing, yay, cheers, girl. Like, she did it. So that was good enough for me. The rest of the time, I just did the all four thing. But it was fun, and I'm glad I tried it, and I didn't break anything. And I was quite stiff for a few days, like right here. I don't know if that was like from hoisting myself up on the board or from trying to do the push-up or from one of the many times the board hit me. But I did have fun, and I'm so glad I did it by any means.